Tell the truth.
We got our good friend here from Pennsylvania, Fred, Frank, or maybe
Fred.
I should call Leroy. You there, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, finish your thought.
Yeah, I just want to say that the Real ID Act, it does a lot of things, and it doesn't give us the security that it claims, and that it's the centerpiece of this takeover government that has come in. It's not our real government. It doesn't represent us. I mean, this is so more important to fight this than almost anything that I can think of.
But just think of the loss in profits for Applied Digital Solutions if people don't go along with this, though. Let's not consider it.
Who cares?
and give out your internet sites again, over again.
Okay, when you want to join and be part of it in your state, and actually Pennsylvania is an interesting state because it's the Mennonite Central Committee of Pennsylvania that's one of the leading opponents of Real ID. So you want to tie in with your folks up there and start working as a team. Go to Freedom to Fascism, freedomtofascism.com, and over there on the left side, when you come in, it'll say become a volunteer. Just go through the little procedure, give your email address, and you'll be plugged into the national network, and let them know that you want to work with your state coordinator to fight Real ID in your home state. And we will plug you into this network and give you this 1-2 punch that we've got prepared for our states. And I want to explain a little bit about how that 1-2 punch works. There's two things you've got to do when you're working in lobbying. Number one, the legislators have to be informed. So we've created a booklet. It's 56 pages at the moment. It's called The Real ID Act, Real Tyranny Against Americans. This is available through our AFTF state coordinators and our network. What we've done is we've assembled the position papers and issue briefs of a variety of these different groups that are fighting Real ID and put it all in one booklet. Now, I don't care if the legislator is a leftist and a card-carrying member of the ACLU. The ACLU is against Real ID. If we get that legislator to agree with the ACLU's position, that's fine. That's one more vote. You know, if there's 100 members of your legislature, you need 51% to get a bill passed. So we need every vote we can get in the states. We've assembled all of these position papers, Catholic Legal Services, Gun Owners of America, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. The National Organization for Women is against this. Groups that you would never see arguing on the same side of an issue are allied against this. So first thing you do is you get this booklet and you make sure every state legislator has one. It also contains the model resolution that I and PhD Professor Stephen Yates drafted with the freedom language to stop Real ID. We get the bill introduced.
In reality, who's actually for it? Besides the, you know, traitorous neocons.
Well, really? that's it. I mean, if you do a search for Real ID on Google, you will find about 500 articles opposed to it for every one you find in support of it, and the one that was in support of it is either by one of the mainstream media or the government policy directives themselves coming out of Homeland Insecurity.
I think the Adam Walsh Foundation and groups like that are probably for it, right? Because there's touting it as a way to protect your kids or something.
Well, you know, there may be some, but, you know, when you look at the list, if you go to the realnightmare.org website that the ACLU has up, they've got a list of the groups that are against it. The National Coalition of on Domestic Violence is against Real ID. Okay, so, I mean, this is broad-based. This is crossing Republican, Democrat, left and right. You know, the main people you would think of that would be in support of it are actually against it, too. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right, stick with us, guys, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928.
Welcome back to True Thoughts Radio. Happy karma to all of you. We love George Bush here in India. We now have more jobs than we do people in India because of George Bush. Thank you, George.
All right, guys. We're back. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Aaron Bollinger as our guest talking about the Real ID Act. You know, before we go on, I wanted to read this quick quote. I made reference to it earlier. This is from Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley, former Georgetown University professor, Clinton's mentor, he wrote, the individual's freedom and choice will be controlled within very narrow alternatives by the fact that he will be numbered from birth and followed as a number through his educational training, his required military or other public service, his tax contributions, his health and medical requirements, and his final retirement and death benefits. So, you know, keep in mind, this was written back in, what was it, 67? And he's talking about this time where this number will enable the authorities to track you in all these different areas.
That's our Social Security number has been doing that now without people even realizing it, and they discover things about Mark of the Beast, and they make the connection that the Social Security number is already it. It's just being ramped up in number of uses all the time.
Making it more high-tech and more easily accessible. But
exactly.
All this information together. You know, I was thinking last night, you know, this nightmare scenario. I can really see this happening. where, you know, you have the implantable microchip. I can really see people walking down the street, walking past a police station, and all of a sudden an officer comes out the front door and yells, "Hey, get over here! Our records show that you have a delinquent speeding ticket, and I'm going to arrest you unless you pay it right up front." You know, I can see that happening. You walk by, and they'll probably, you know, have their gun shooting.
Well, it's there's no mystery in my mind why groups like the Religious Action Center for Reform Judaism would be screaming mad about real ID. You know, they understand such things as, "Papers, please? May we see your papers, please?" You know, this is the
exactly.
kind of stuff people have been going through in various nations of the world all up through the 20th century. So it's just taken a while to get here. But it's here, folks. Wake up. Smell the toast.
Well, you know, what amazes me is you talked about Christianity earlier. You know, the whopping majority of Christians in this country are actually either supportive of this or just totally oblivious to it as being
something oblivious to it. Their 501c3 churches do not teach them that they have to overcome anything. They're all going to fly away out of here, and everything beyond chapter 2 in Revelation does not apply to them. I got news for you. I'm a Bible translator. We ain't going anywhere. The prophets didn't write words of warning to us and call us to be overcomers if there wasn't something to be overcome. It's here, folks. It's in your face. Grab your scriptures and read it.
How can they talk about the mark of the beast and not being able to buy or sell because of a mark in your right hand or forehead, and then turn around and, you know, warmly embrace this idea of an implantable microchip and the real ID? And
well, they're deluded, and I wrote a book called Would You Like Fries with Your Delusions? About the last inch thick of this thing is how the Social Security number correlates to marks of kingdoms. A beast is a kingdom, if you read in Daniel. Scripture interprets scripture. This stuff is not rocket science. It's really pretty easy to see, and it's right under our noses.
America wants the supersized deception, I guess.
Yes. Would you like supersized delusion with your fries?
I tell you. Is it the Prozac? Is it Fox News?
It's all of the above, brother. You know, they've got our kids on medication, so they numb them down and dumb them down and make them oblivious to this. It's just, it's ridiculous. The preachers are not standing up on their pulpits and screaming this stuff.
But
their 501c3 deduction and their, you know, their tax status precludes them from taking any political subject. So it's no real, you know, it's not rocket science why a preacher is afraid to talk about this to his congregation. He doesn't want to lose his tax exemption by opposing the government.
But I happen to know that George Bush is a man of God. God himself has told me this in vision.
Yeah, well, God can reveal, Satan can reveal himself as an angel of light. You're talking to a spirit, all right, but there's nothing holy about it. All right, we've got to come up to our other, you know, we've only gotten through
by the way, yeah, what is it, number 4 we were on? Or?
Yeah, we finished with number 4, and we still got to get back to this other the rest of the 1-2 punch also. But item number 3, the number 3 reason why Americans and our states should reject the Real ID Act: Congress is exceeding their mandate abilities with Real ID. The Constitution is the source that defines and describes the powers of Congress to make mandates on the states. When searching that document, no such power can be found to compel a uniform method of personal identification for citizens of our states. In fact, there are only 7 things that Congress can compel of a state, regardless of whether or not they provide the money to implement it. Article 1, Section 8, Congress can require an apportioned number of troops for our military needs. Article 1, Section 9, Congress can bill our states for a quota of money needed to balance the federal budget in times of deficit. This is the direct tax, folks. Article 4, that the federal government can require of the states, an oath of office to support the Constitution. Article 4, Section 1, full faith and credit for the laws of other states. Congress can demand that the states give full faith and credit. Article 4, Section 2, extradition of fugitives. Article 4, Section 4, a Republican form of government, and that all qualifying citizens have the right to vote under the 15th, 19th, and 24th Amendments. That's it. And if Congress had the power to make this particular mandate on the states, then the states would have to find the funding to implement it, just as they provide all the funding they need to implement voting rights and extradite fugitives and all of that. So the number three reason Congress is exceeding their mandate abilities.
We actually have a caller I want to get to in a second. Just to reiterate, you did say this is on your site, these 10 points, right?
In this item one of our 1-2 punch, the booklet, the 56-page booklet, the top 10 list is in there. This is one of the things that I contributed to the booklet.
This is great stuff. We got Mark on the line from Texas. Mark, welcome to True Threats.
Afternoon, gentlemen. On the national ID, I think we already have it. It's called a Bank of America credit card. But anyway, I hate to see it come to pass any further, but I think it's going to. Back at 9/11, we gave away the secret of metallurgy in the United States that's been, you know, held, guarded as a secret for years and years and years. When the towers went down, the Mexicans over there, they got cable vision. It's the same companies that run the TVs in the States. It's the same companies. That we let the secret out. If we build this fence, we're going to build it out of steel, correct?
Yeah.
All they have to do is pour kerosene on it, light a match, it's going to melt. So why waste all the money and time?
Don't even need an airplane.
You don't even need a ladder. Just a can of kerosene and a match. It'll melt right before your very eyes.
And pulverize.
And then they can haul it off to China and build some more fireplace stuff.
In seconds.
Guys, I don't mind a lot of the stuff that comes from the media, but and chewing and swallowing some of it, but boy, a lot of it sure gets stuck between your teeth.
I hear you.
We have got a bona fide mess. Hey, guys, keep the faith.
Thanks for the call, man. You know, I really, my heart goes out to people in the border states, what they must have to go through down
there.
Well,
it's not just border states. South Carolina, the state that I'm in, has experienced, what is it, a 1,500 times growth in illegals? We don't even touch the border.
Oh, same up here. We've got a lot of Brazilians and Portuguese. But I mean, I'm talking about the crime rate, though, going up with the Mexican drug lords there all along the border, you know, Texas and Arizona. Heck,
well, you know, I had one idea that was kind of interesting, and people get a giggle out of it. And for those who don't know me and Charlie's background, we met one another in the Christian section of Pal Talk, and he's heard me do some Christian discussions in the past. But one thing we could do in Texas, for example, you know, if these people are going to come over here and immigrate, then make them become Americans. And what I'm saying there, if they're supposed to be Bible believers, what you could do is rename El Paso, Texas, the Valley of Foreskins, and anybody coming across the border has to be circumcised. That would take at least half of them and turn them around, and they would run from that prospect. Anyhow, item number two of the top 10 list of why we should reject Real ID, Congress is exceeding their legislative abilities. As we discussed in item three, Real ID exceeds their abilities to make mandates. But in no uncertain terms, the states attacked Congress only 2 years after the Constitution was ratified, when Congress attempted to legislate on the alien and sedition subject matter. The Kentucky and Virginia resolutions addressed the excesses of Congress, and the states prevailed by rebelling openly and clearly defining what subjects, and only those subjects, that the Constitution authorized Congress to pass laws about. The Constitution gives Congress the power to legislate in only the following areas: a power to punish treason, counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, piracies, felonies committed on the high seas, and offenses against the law of nations. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments state that the powers not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So the number two reason to reject Real ID, Congress has no legislative authority from the Constitution to touch the subject matter. Period. End of discussion.
Well, no, actually, that's not true. This is Mr. Gonzalez here, and the Constitution does not apply to all American citizens, so all you say is not true here. We will be right back through Truth Radio, folks. Mr. Gonzalez!
Thank you. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Real ID Act is a foolish game. It's an illegal scam, guys. Don't let them do it. Don't let them get away with it. We're back, Truth Hurts Radio, with your host, Charles Giuliani, with our guest, Aaron Bollinger.
Well, I got a comment on our last caller here. He said, well, I think it's going to happen. Let me tell you, folks, let's get back into our Bible here and read a principle given to us by the Apostle Paul and everybody all the way from the beginning. Call those things that be not as though they were. Do not accept a defeated attitude. Stand up and say, I believe this will not come to pass. We are going to stop it. And our organization is working with volunteers in every state of the union to make sure that this thing does not come to pass. We cannot accept anything. We have to stand strong against it. The number one reason why the states should reject the Real ID proposal is it is void on its face. Because Congress has exceeded its lawful authority in attempting to place a mandate on the states, which it has no authority to mandate, and because it has passed a law without the constitutional power or authority to do so, the Real ID Act on its very face is entirely void and of no effect. The Supreme Court has ruled. The rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the name and form of law, is in reality no law, but is void and ineffective for any purpose. since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of the decision so branding it, an unconstitutional law in legal contemplation is as inoperative as if it had never been passed. Such a statute leaves open the question that it purports to settle, just as it would be had the statute not been enacted. It imposes no duties, confers no rights, creates no office. This goes for Homeland Security. That office is void. It bestows no power or authority on anyone, affords no protection, and justifies nothing performed under it. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. The number one reason the state should reject Real ID, this thing is void on its face.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
You know, that's all they want to do is get you cowering in fear. As long as they have you in fear, they can continue to get away with their scams. But the moment you wake up and stand up to them and show you're not afraid, they've lost. And again, I keep reminding people the fact that they continue to lie to us.
They can kill my body, but they can't touch my spirit. They can't touch my soul.
Right on. They are afraid of us. Don't think for one moment that they're not. That they, you know, they come off with a cocky attitude, but they are afraid. They're trying to fake you out.
Well, I know that our group has got a 1-2 punch. It's a 1-2-3-4-5 punch. We've got everything in place. First of all, we've created an organization within the volunteer network called the National Veterans Committee on Constitutional Affairs. No state legislator, no politician wants to upset a veterans group. So the information going into the state legislatures is coming from veterans who have also taken an oath to support the Constitution. If you are a veteran, tie in right now to the Freedom to Fascism Volunteer Network. Wear your colors, wear your badges, and wear your pins as you hand-deliver this booklet with our proposed model language and everything else to each and individual member of your state legislature. Item number two we've prepared, the second punch, is this booklet. All the language, all the position papers of the groups that are fighting Real ID has been assembled in one place. It's idiot-proof. You don't have to do anything. Just get the booklet now and run with it. Number three, we've created the strategy. We've got the state coordinators in place, people that have been working. We had a conference call last week, and I gave a two-hour telephone conference call training seminar on how to approach state legislators, going to veterans, people who are current or former theologians and preachers and things like that, and how to even work the legislature to get the people involved that have their little caucuses and things like that. We've made this so simple. We've got everything in place now to do it. We've got the proposed language of the bill, and we've got targeted flyers like we were talking about a little while ago in Vermont. We hit Vermont with 40,000 pieces of literature back in the 80s when I was with Liberty Lobby. When we hit the committee level with the bill that was coming up, that committee had received so many phone calls, they wanted nothing to do with that bill. And that's the way we've got to work this. This is a plan. This is a strategy. This stuff works. It's proven itself.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you could give us some of your notable successes in the past. That really helps to give people an idea of just how effective this program is.
Well, this Vermont thing, again, it was a 1-2 punch. We had the material and a packet together that we got into the hands of the legislature before we even went up there and gave them a week to, you know, pick it up and have time to read it. Then we went up there with about four or five people from the state. And they knew, they had the maps, they know the area. We had 40,000 pieces of literature printed and waiting on us. When we got there, me and four other people, five people, distributed 40,000 pieces of literature in 4 days. The phone calls started coming in. The literature has got to be idiot-proof. You give them the name of the committee chairman, the phone numbers to call, who are the swing votes, make this call, here's what you say when you call. Real simple. And you put them everywhere you can put them. Then when you get there, they're ready for you. You can just walk in and it's an assumed thing. You've won. You go in there and the public has already won the battle for you. You just go in there to close the deal.
Hold that thought. Aaron will be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we're back again. Truth Hurts Radio. Okay, why don't you pick it up there? You were on a good rant before the break there.
Well, we also...
We didn't do number one, did we?
Yeah, we hit number one. Yeah, we got to number one. It's void on its face.
Oh, okay. I don't remember you saying number one. It snuck by me somehow.
Yep, number one reason is the whole thing is just completely void, so there's no reason to implement
right.
it.
Oh, okay,
now,
yeah.
When we were talking about some of the things that we've done in other states, when I was working with Liberty Lobby is where I received most of my training at the time, there were states calling for constitutional convention. Jim Davidson, the National Taxpayers Union, and a bunch of those flunkies down there in Washington were trying to convince the states to open up a convention. And that hasn't gone away, folks. That battle is still there waiting for us. We need to not lose sight of some of these peripheral issues because that's what they've been the goal all along, to open a convention and replace our existing constitution with a Soviet-style mandate. That's the only grounds we've got right now legally to stand on. And if they violate our rights, they violate our rights, but at least they're still rights. If they introduce this new constitution, everything will be a privilege granted or revoked at government will. So with that in mind, we went one of the places that I lobbied was Kentucky. You talk about an interesting place. Now, when you do state lobbying, In some places, you know, real rigid structure. You got to get an appointment to talk to everybody and sometimes book it a week in advance or a month in advance to try to get one of these people to sit down and talk to you. When I went into the Kentucky legislature, I'll never forget this if I live to be 100. I was accustomed to working because I had just done Maryland and Virginia and some, you know, a little bit more structured states. And I went in there to ask for the committee chairman, and I got him, and it was kind of like a school room or school classroom where each legislator had his or her own little desk, and it was kind of like a big open air environment. So I get the committee chairman there, and I said, I come in from Washington. We want to talk to you about this bill that's coming up. And he jumps up on his desk, whistles like he's calling his dog, and says, hey, all y'all come over here. We got this fella in from Washington wants to talk to us about this bill. Well, I was looking to talk to him. So he says, jump up on my desk there and just give your speech once. I was not ready for that. You know, I was thinking, like, you got to be kidding me. Talk about informal. You know, I mean, these people just, they were willing to listen as a group to what we had to say. It was like I was addressing the whole legislature, only I wasn't out on the floor of the House.
Improvise.
It was great. So you don't have to be afraid of working a state. You'd never get that opportunity if you were dealing with Congress. My goodness, these states are easy to work. They're willing to listen to you. They want to know what you got to say because all they're getting is information right now from the National Governors Association and the National Conference of State Legislatures. They're not hearing from the people. They're wanting to do something. They don't know what to do. Go in there and tell them, for Pete's sake. I mean, it's simple. We can win this battle, and we just have to get over our natural fear of, well, these are our leaders. No, they're not. They're the lead servants of our people. They want to know what the people want. If the phone calls come in, they're going to act the way. Every time a state legislator gets a phone call on an issue, he figures there's 100 more people feel just like that but didn't bother to call. So you can imagine the impact if there's a bill sitting in the committee and 500 people from a given state call that office and talk about that bill. They think a war has broken out. You know, you get 1,000 calls into a committee with these targeted flyers and stuff like that. You know, these guys are going to be convinced that they need not only to strengthen their language, but they might want to call up their militia and go arrest Chertoff for treason. But you've got to tell these people what to do. They don't know, but they're waiting to hear from you. Please call your legislators and tell them, stand strong against Real ID. We're behind you. We want you to stop this thing. Don't tell Congress it's all about the money. It's nothing about the money. They can turn on the printing presses and print grants from now till hell freezes over. That's not a problem.
You know? How does that saying go? Bad things happen because good people do nothing.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what we need. We need volunteers. We need people that are just willing to make phone calls. How hard is that? You know, we have people calling this radio show. If those calls would have went into the state legislature, it would have had an impact. That's what we want. And join freedomtofascism.com. Come in as a volunteer, especially if you're a veteran, and you can tie in as part of our veterans group, Standing Against Real ID. We've got all the information there. We've got the strategy. We know how to work this stuff. It's just a matter of now having bodies in each of the 50 states. Hey, I'll travel, but I got news for you. If you want me to come in and work your state, because I no longer use a Social Security number, you're going to have to provide my transportation. They probably won't even let me on a bus, okay?
You know, I'm impressed. I must say, I've known you, what, 1 year, 2 years?
A little over a year, year and a half maybe, yeah?
Yeah, and all this time you've been holding out on me. I had no idea you were such an active activist.
The thing is, Charlie, we don't want to boast about this, especially Christian believers. We're getting persecuted enough, and I have no interest right now in starting a prison ministry, okay? When I sacrifice myself and refuse to participate in their system and refuse to have a bank account, refuse to be tracked and numbered, it makes it really difficult to buy and sell. It makes it really difficult to find work. But, you know, Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy and Leviticus both, daily work for daily pay. So that's the only way I can work, as an itinerant worker, as a pastor, you know, getting paid for, hey, it's good enough for the Mexicans, why can't a Christian of our own nation do it, okay? These are biblical principles that I apply in my life. We can do this. It's not easy, but our Messiah never promised us a rose garden. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to endure tribulation in our own personal lives when we take a stand for righteousness. And this is the way to implement it. You know, we're talking about now, I guess we've kind of switched gears a little bit into practical discipleship. But, you know, this is not for everybody. I know people that have divorced from the state. You know, they've revoked or nullified their state marriage license and got a biblical divorce because they've realized that these state marriage licenses are what gives their children over to the jurisdiction of the state through family courts and the state education system and everything else. So these are all little pieces of a really, really big spiritual war that began, you know, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, whichever number you want to put on it. This mystery of iniquity is at work. We have to be overcomers as believers, and that's religion without hypocrisy. That's not talking about it. That's implementing it in our own lives and being an example to others from what they see in us. I don't generally go around, discussing some of these things with just the average person on the street, because some of these Christians think, well, based on my understanding of Romans 13, you're breaking one of man's laws, therefore I should turn you in. I'm more afraid of half the Christians in this country than I am the worst of the heathen.
I hear you there.
You know, a pagan, someone who doesn't even know this stuff, will look at me and say, you know, that guy's got a really interesting walk in his life. And a Christian would turn me in. Yeah, I'm flabbergasted by this stuff.
A lot of them are filled with absolute hate. You talk like this, and they want to pick up stones and stone you.
Our Messiah spoke that kind of language to the Pharisees. Anytime we as believers rattle someone's cage or question their own, or cause something to happen in their mind that causes them to review their own life for evidence of hypocrisy, then their natural inclination is to lash out at the messenger. Ignore the message, shoot the messenger. Okay.
Well, it's interesting that the same people who are hailing Christ as King, you know, waving palm branches at him, Hosanna to the Lord in the highest. 5 days later, they're shouting, "Crucify him!" The same people.
And that's all mob mentality. That's what's going on. That's why people in this country, they hear this message all the time about 9/11, okay, from the press, the controlled media, the controlled debate, or about real ID, anything. Pick a subject, doesn't matter. The more often you repeat a lie, the more people are convinced by it. That's why I love what you're doing and some of the other 9/11 truth movement, just being out there carrying signs. 9/11 was an inside job. The more people see that message, that starts sinking in, and they start questioning things. But I did want to spin right around to 9/11 because this is important.
Yeah.
I do have a criminal justice background.
One of my favorite topics.
Yeah, I do have a criminal justice background, and here's what we got to do. First of all, to convince people, all you need is 1 minute of that video segment that shows the buildings collapsing and the squibs exploding out the side. If you use that, it shows. That's positive evidence of controlled demolition. Once somebody recognizes that controlled demolition took place and that you could not have gone into those buildings on fire with thermite, and other explosives and wired that building in several hours, you know it had to be planned well in advance, that all of those pieces of steel were cut into 30-foot pieces precisely to fit on a truck, that the heat under the building from the explosions of thermite and thermate burns
that's the
for days and days. Overturns the whole lie that the government has been giving us.
That's the trademark of Controlled Demolition, Inc. They guarantee when they take a building down that they'll break the steel girders and beams into small pieces that are easily loadable onto trucks and hauled away.
That's the first thing to convince anybody that there's more to this than the 9/11 Commission report is look at those squibs.
This is another important. If you go to Controlled Demolition's website, I actually found this myself one day. I was looking on there to see if I could find some clips of buildings they've done in the past and show correlations with the towers. Anyway, I was on there, and I see government over to the left. I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. I wonder what that says. You know, so I click on it. The page that opens up at the very top, it says DOD, Department of Defense. You can go look this up yourself, folks. And the very first paragraph, they state in there that we have the expertise and experience required for contracting with the Pentagon for handling sensitive domestic projects. Mm-hmm. What a jaw dropper. That's basically a confession. They're throwing it right in your face. What else could that mean?
And see, the problem is, American people, even if they're weak Laodicean Christians, okay, the American people are still willing to believe the best about everybody. No one in our government could be that evil. They couldn't have done this to our own people. It just, it blows their whole thought process. So from an evidentiary standpoint, I ask people, have you ever been called to serve on a jury? No, but I thought it would be kind of neat. Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever got called onto a jury and you had to review evidence about whether a person was guilty or innocent, you'd have to put together a couple of pieces of information. First, you need motive, then you need opportunity, and then you got to convince the people to get a conviction that all the evidence points to this particular individual. You've got credible testimony that the person was in the place at the time, had the opportunity, had the motive, whatever. Now, I start breaking it down for people. Let's look at the evidence that shows controlled demolition, just that little piece of this. And by the time I'm done, they stand there and they just want to walk away. They want to run from the possibility that our own government could have done something like this. It makes me want to cry. How could our people be so evil in our government offices? How?
Exactly.
These people profess to be Christians. George Bush professes to be a Christian.
You know, Aaron,
it's insane.
We got about 14 minutes left. I wanted you to go over what you see as, or what you're doing to try to bring this not only to people's attention more, but to actually take action, to get some, maybe get some indictments going here. Before you do that, though, if you could just plug your website again, there's somebody who's requesting that you give.
Yeah, what you want to do is tie in, if you've never seen the America's Freedom to Fascism movie, first of all, watch that. That gives you a good background on RFID and some of the things that are going on in the tax honesty movement and the money honesty movement and all of these things. It helps put together some of the basic pieces. And, you know, fasten your seatbelt before you watch that movie, America Freedom to Fascism. You can get it. It's on YouTube, I think, and it's on Google Video. I mean, it's out there. And, of course, the entertainment industry has blackballed it, so you'll never see it in a theater or on television. But watch that movie. Then go to the freedomtofascism.com website and register as a volunteer and say that you're in whatever state and you'd like to be plugged into your state network. That puts you in with the people who are beginning the legislative movement to fix some of the problems that are here. I'm kind of being slid into a coordinator role because I've got the legislative background, and I'm the, I guess you could say, one of the chief servants of this group, of the National Veterans Committee on Constitutional Affairs and the AFTF Legislative Outreach generally. Because I've got the background,
right?
I'm a servant. I'm helping people. So that.
Are you doing anything right now about 9/11 specifically, though, about, you know, getting another investigation?
Yes, I'm working with other people, putting together the language necessary to get a legislative inquiry to take place. And this would be useful in all 50 states. There's nothing that says it couldn't be done. Specifically, legislative inquiry should start in New York State. It would be wonderful if New York State would find this whole thing to be a deliberate attack by, well, it wouldn't be wonderful, but it would probably be honest to find that to be the case. And then New York do like South Carolina did a long time ago. If New York seceded from the Union based on the Union attacking their own people, you know, it would be what, the ninth largest nation in the world with the economics of New York? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, if Washington, D.C. lost the ability to tax New York City, they'd be in deep trouble, okay? And this is the way to get this started is legislative inquiry, and we're working on that language. We've got the real ID language. That stuff is ready to go. Everything is prepared. All you have to do right now is get yourself a group of 10 or 15 people together in your state and run with it. We've idiot-proofed it. It's ready to go. So join AmericaFreedomToFascism.com. Tell us what state you're in. You'll be plugged into your state network. Then you all can get together and have a meeting among yourselves. Or we also have nationwide conference calls once a week. And last week I spent 2 hours talking about legislative rules, how to pull tricks. What if your bill gets stuck in committee? Okay, how do you get it out of the committee? Well, if you know the rules of parliamentary procedure in your House and Senate rules, you can get a bill unstuck, even if you've got one hardball committee chairman or the Speaker of the House or wherever the problem is. So we've gone over some of that stuff and helped train people how to do the legislative work. It's easy. These people are ready to hear from you. We just got to get you in there.
To get motivated, folks. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
No, Dick. Dick, what are we going to do, Dick? These American people are starting to wake up. They know our master plan, Dick. I I misunderestimated them. I don't know about you, Dick, but I'm going to buy me some tickets to Paraguay. We got to get out of here, Dick.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got a few more minutes here. Anybody wants to call in these last few minutes? Number is 1-800-313-9443. In the last few minutes, Aaron, you want to share with us some more encouraging? I'll tell you, this has been a very encouraging show, hearing some of the past successes you've had, some of the projects you're working on. Again, I had no idea that you were even an activist at all, let alone such a successful and motivated one. Specifically regarding
South Carolina's best kept secret.
Yeah. Specifically regarding 9/11, I'm sure this information is all on your site. You have tips, ideas there to help.
Well, I'm not giving my site out and my information on a wide open show. Like I said, I'm not interested in setting up prison ministry, but I am pointing people to the America Freedom to Fascism Network. This is Aaron Russo's project on that side. I've been asked to come in and help coordinate the coordinators and get a legislative plan in place that people can use to actually go out and win one and not just talk about it all the time. Y'all that are doing the waking up of the people, that's an important, critical piece. Please don't stop doing it. But now that we know this, what do? If we don't have a plan, we might as well not know it. So we've been putting together the plan and how to implement this and actually come out of it with victories from state to state to state. About six states so far have, at one level or another, rejected real ID. I'm convinced all 50 will next year. But the legislatures are going to reconvene in January. There's going to be 20 or 30 battles going on simultaneously. So we've got to have good people in each and every place and work this, because over the next year, until the sessions come in, we can guarantee that Congress and Chertoff are going to be offering grants, and probably candidates that are running for president will say, well, you help us get real ID through here, Mr. Speaker, and we'll make you the chairman of the Office of Redundant Redundancies. So we've got to be aware of what's happening in all these areas of this battle. And we need people tied into the national network so we can work them and help them work in their own jurisdictions. AmericaFreedomToFascism.com. Sign up as a volunteer. If people want to contact me, you know, you can contact me through there. But trust me, I am as far off of this system's radar as I can possibly be and alive in this world at the same time. I want it to be that way. I want to be able to help the battle and be part of it and be here in the legislative role to help people win, without having to deal with additional levels of persecution beyond what I'm already enduring. If my people, among whom my name is called on, do humble themselves and pray and seek my presence and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear in heaven and be merciful to their sin and will heal their land. We've got the Father on our side if we do his plan. And that's my discipleship message. That's my biblical message. I'll go speak to a church group of 20 or 200. You got to provide me transportation, and you got to find me. I've made myself a little bit hard to find, but I'm out there. There's other pastors like me out there that are telling
real
people
quick,
how
real
to do
quick,
this.
How is Aaron doing, Aaron Russo?
He's in the hospital. The last word I heard from a day or two ago, he's not doing too well. Keep him in your prayers also.
Definitely. All right, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Really appreciate it, man. We'll have you on again sometime. Take care.
Thank you, Charlie.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
It's true. Gold.